we are united. We are united in our shock. We are united in our anguish. An attack on one of us is an attack on all of us.
It was Speaker of the House Paul Ryan yesterday speaking from the House chamber before a full audience of congressmen listening in after that shooting yesterday morning in Alexandria that ended up hurting Steve Scalise, among others. So, rough day yesterday morning. We were on the air, of course, as this all was transpiring. And, there are a lot of people who cover Congress. Susan Ferriccio is one of them. She's the Washington Examiner's chief congressional correspondent. And she joins us now. And Susan, it's not every day that a congressional correspondent has to double as a crime reporter, but that was the situation that many reporters in covering Congress dealt with yesterday.
Yeah, it was really pretty shocking because no one would expect something like that to happen while these lawmakers are just practicing for the annual baseball game, which is, of course, tonight. So it was a huge shock for everybody on Capitol Hill. And everybody, I think, is still pretty much shell-shocked by the whole thing. The lawmakers are, anyway. They're going to resume the legislative schedule in the House today after canceling just about everything yesterday in the House. And today they're going to resume, but, of course, everybody is still actually pretty worried about the health of Steve Scalise, who is the majority whip. It turns out that, he's still really struggling with this bullet wound to the hip from the high-powered rifle, which caused all kinds of internal damage. So everybody's, thinking about him and the leadership. Obviously, everybody's pretty worried. But they're going to resume the legislative schedule today and just go on from here. I think that's what's going to be happening on the Hill.
Have you had a chance at all to assess the mood of members of Congress and how they're reacting to this? Because for something to strike so close to home and so specifically target people who have that job, it must have been rather shocking for most members of Congress yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely, as was the case when Gabby Giffords in 2011 was shot. Everybody was just shocked by the whole thing, and that was the case yesterday. There were members who were in tears talking about it in the halls of Congress. And I think there was also a little bit of defensiveness on the part of the Democrats because, of course, the suspect, who knows what his, what his mental issues were, but he was associating himself so closely with these anti-Republican groups. So there, I think there was a little bit of defensiveness when I talked to some Democrats about the rhetoric. So you have that happening as well. But I think people, they're worried about their safety because, remember, this year we've seen a lot of these very impassioned protests at member town halls, at offices, in some cases at their homes. And so you have members who are worried. You had some members yesterday who were receiving threatening emails after the shooting. And so they're concerned. They're saying, we don't have police protection when we are not on the Capitol campus, when we do things in big groups, such as this baseball practice. Of course, everyone's been talking about how Steve Scalise had his security detail with him, and they were the ones who were able to take the gunman down before he could cause even more damage. So, people wonder what, God forbid, what would have happened if they weren't there, if they didn't have a member of the leadership on the baseball field. They would have been sitting ducks without any way to defend themselves, thus raising the question, should there be police protection of some kind? And they discussed that yesterday. As soon as everybody got to the Hill after the shooting, there was an all-member briefing, Republicans and Democrats, in the House, and they did raise that issue, whether or not there should be additional police protection for members off the campus. Because when you're on the Capitol campus, believe me, you are well protected. There are police swarming everywhere. You can't walk 10 feet without running into a police officer. But when they leave the campus, of course, they're most of them are on their own unless you're a member of the leadership. And so that's part of the conversation right now is about safety because the Gabby Giffords shooting was not that long ago. And everybody, a lot of people on the Hill worked with her and she comes to visit too. She's there as a reminder. And it has people thinking this could happen to me. Now she was shot in Tucson during a constituent event and just kind of seemed out of the blue. And so I think it has lawmakers wondering, how safe am I given the political atmosphere right now where tensions are high, the country seems divided, and lawmakers are asking about this and wondering about it. And you can absolutely feel that on Capitol Hill.
I wanted to know, do you know the status at all of any of the other victims who were shot? I know we've heard Crystal Griner was shot in the ankle, but she's doing okay. We know the condition of Representative Scalise. But what about Zach Barth, David Bailey, and Matt Mika?
The staffer who was the lobbyist for Tyson Foods, I think he's the most seriously injured, having a gunshot wound to the chest and is in critical condition. The rest, I believe, were far less seriously hurt and are either out of the hospital or I think maybe Crystal Griner is still in the hospital. The rest are out of the hospital.
Okay. The aid, the congressional aid, I think it went through his calf, like the bullet entry exit out the wound. So
He should be fine. So somebody was hit in the chest, so the Tyson's lobbyist was hit in the chest.
That's
and
Matt.
And he is in critical condition too. Yeah, Matt Mika. So he and Scalise are the most seriously injured. And you know, it's just incredibly tragic.
Totally.
Young staffer just getting hit like this. And you think it could have been so much worse if this guy pulled off 50, 60 rounds, as some of the lawmakers who were there.
We're fortunate. More people were not killed.
You know,
Susan Fritchie, I'm sorry, we're out of time now, but I'm so grateful that you got a chance to join us today on Mornings on the Mall.